important has the success against the run been for you guys on the back end?
I mean, that's everything. You know, it's when as a secondary, when you don't have to worry about the run game and you can stop the run in a two safety look, you know, that's just one more person you have in coverage. It's more, it takes the stress off of you. You know, as we honestly don't think about the run at all as a secondary because our front does a great job of really clogging up the gaps. And if one does happen to break, it's usually going east and west. And those are easy tackles for us to come out of the secondary to make. Rarely do we get somebody screaming downhill through the secondary. You know, that's a DB's nightmare. But, you know, that's the one of the benefits of playing in front of the big guys that we got, or playing behind them, I should say.
What do you see on Eric Brown in his development?
You know, we're constantly on him, trying to get him to hone in on his technique on a down-by-down basis. But what we've always seen from day one is just his knack and ability to just make plays. Even if he's in a bad position at the start of the play, he finishes well. We saw that in the preseason where he's, you know, his receiver catches the ball, but he forces a fumble. He tackles really well. Even in this past game, on both of the plays he made down the field, we would like to clean up his press and make him get a little bit more on the receiver at the line of scrimmage. But his knack for making plays at the finish of the down is something that we can't coach, and that's why he's here. That's why we drafted him, and we're excited to have him on the team. We just got to get him to put himself in a better position early in the down.
Bill Davis said you guys are preparing as if Deshaun Jackson's going to play. Is that the case? And if so, you know, how do you
prepare? Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know if the scheme changes much with him in or out. I think it's just the awareness of our deep defenders. We're always going to pay attention to where he's out on the field because he's obviously the one who can blow the top off the coverage the fastest. So, you know, as a middle of the field player, I'm always probably going to keep my eyes on where he is and lean toward that way.
Do you enjoy that matchup when it happens? Like, you know, someone that you know, somebody worked out, someone that talks a bit?
You know, I enjoy going against the best. And so, you know, somebody who's a competitor like he is, who he obviously has a chip on his shoulder and a foul taste in his mouth about this place. And, you know, those games are fun.
Seems like the corners are playing a real physical brand of ball on Sunday. Feel like that's, you know, Unwin's technique starting to kind of take hold?
Yeah, I think it's, you watch the tape, we're getting more and more snaps of playing with proper technique, and it's becoming more challenging for receivers to get in their routes. They're getting badgered and disrupted at the line of scrimmage, and that's helping us. It's making the quarterback hold the ball, getting a lot more pressure from our front four. And, you know, it all ties together. We can talk about sacks, interceptions, tip throws, all of that's attached with the pass rush and how we're doing on the line of scrimmage. And each game we want to get better and better at that technique and have it show up on tape.
It also seems like in the secondary there's something that wasn't here last year, just a swagger or confidence back there, just communication. How do you characterize just kind of the way the whole group is operating from that standpoint?
We talk about it all the time here. Is you don't rise to the occasion, you sink to your level of training. And I think we've trained and prepared ourselves to a point where we can go out with a confidence that our technique is going to take care of anybody that we play against. And so you see guys a lot more comfortable at the point of attack with the ball in the air. You see us coming up with more plays. Our coverage is a lot tighter. And I guess that swagger that you see is just our confidence in our technique, our confidence in our training and our preparation, and then just letting it unfold on Sundays.
How improved is Nolan Carroll from last year?
He's a totally different player. You know, and last year he really didn't get an opportunity to really show what he could do, but he was playing a lot of dime backer for us last year. But when you talk about somebody who has wholeheartedly grasped the technique and what the coaches have been feeding him, he's probably your prototypical player. And he can, you know, he's been the most improved that I've seen around here, and is really, really elevating this play to allowing us to be a great secondary.
Who's your vantage point for the two Jets touchdowns and over the teaching points there, if you have to remember?
The one on me was really a good throw and catch. I don't want to be that high on the receiver going into the red zone, but good throw and catch. And then the second one is just tough for the coverage we were in. It's actually probably my fault. I miscommunicated something, and we got lined up a little different. And when we practiced that and during the week, I was at the nickels position, and we had different guys in. And with Marigold's going down, we obviously had to switch positions. And I kind of messed up the communication on the look. And EJ Biggers is thinking that he had help on the inside, and nobody's there. So I took responsibility for both of those two.
Let's take the last one just for safety out here. What was it like having to change positions like that
Well, I mean, it's tough because, you know, the biggest thing for me is transitioning my eyes. You know, that's the biggest thing. Going from the nickel where you're looking at real small things to a guy right in front of you, or, you know, and now I'm back in safety where I have to see multiple people. I have to see the quarterback. So it took me a couple drives to get my eyes back in the right place, but that interchangeability and that versatility is something I pride myself in, and it's something I need to have for us to be successful, because I have to be that guy to move around and know all positions to get us out of a jam if somebody goes down. So during the week, I do a lot of preparation for both the nickel spot, the dime, and the safety position, so that, you know, if I do have to get out there and during the game, we can keep our entire playbook up and don't have to change anything.
Okay, all right, guys. No problem.